So I wanted to talk tonight about this notion of the three pillars of Zen. And I've spoken about this once before, but it was a long time ago. And it feels like it's worth revisiting because it's such a cool teaching. And so the three pillars of Zen are great faith, great doubt, and great effort or determination. And these are in some respect in great contradiction to one another. And sometimes the teachings are that way. We just can reflect on so many different teachings and how they appear to be quite paradoxical. And we can try to hold these contradictions or seeming contradictions in our minds, but that can feel challenging and unworkable. And that's kind of not really a problem, that the mind can't really contain them all at once, because they're really pointers toward our lives and toward our practice. And what really matters is our practice. So when we think of great faith, of course, the teaching is that we are already Buddhas. We already are of the nature of enlightenment. This is nirvana. There's nothing to attain, nothing to do, already so. And yet, Dogen made quite a journey. Even though he had heard this teaching, he knew this teaching, and yet he felt that it was necessary to cross the sea and see teacher after teacher until he found someone who he felt he could trust and work with. That's a lot of effort. We think of Buddha, who went out and practiced this ascetic practice for many, many years, and even on the evening of enlightenment, made a great vow, great determination. He said, "I'll sit here and attain enlightenment, or I will die." We can think of Bodhidharma, who sat facing the wall for 9 years. This is great effort. On the part of these teachers who knew that they were already Buddhas. Why bother practicing if we are already Buddhas? So they must have felt some doubt. Some doubt in their realization that prompted them to practice with such sincerity. And the story goes that each of them had some kind of experience that opened them and helped them to see why they had been practicing so hard. And just imagine, after having had these awakenings and then continuing to deepen their practice afterward for years and years. Dogen practiced in China for another 2 years after he awakened. He didn't just sail back and start writing his stuff. Practiced with great effort for years after his great enlightenment. Buddha, motivated by his awakening to teach, to spend his whole life sharing the Dharma, a different manifestation of great effort. Because he had found great faith. So we can see that these energies work inside of us, each of them playing their part in encouraging us to practice and wake up. I think if we are honest, each of us recognizes that there are times where we are carried away. We are carried away by perhaps anger, and we do not honor the precepts. We cause harm. Or we're carried away by daydreams. Just lost. Not even aware that we're daydreaming, just daydreaming. Carried away by so many different thoughts and habit minds, maybe ambition. Whatever it may be, we get carried away and we are not aware that we are lost. I mean, it's one thing to be lost and to know you're lost. Then you're awake to being lost. But how often do I catch myself each day realizing that I was lost without knowing I was lost? So this encouragement for us to allow these three different energies to arise inside of us at the appropriate moment. One example of a time for doubt is when I have great certainty. When I have great certainty, for example, that, well, really in any particular thought, when I really believe it, it's an opportunity for me to bring in some doubt. It's not the same as great doubt, though, is it? What is this great doubt? We read in the chant this evening that without great doubt, we are not practicing Zen. Perhaps we're practicing stress relief. What is the necessity for great doubt? The mind is so powerful. We are conditioned through language, through experience, through our culture, to see the world in particular ways. Of course, the greatest dualism that we create is the gap between self and other. But there are endless delusions that arise in the mind, and we believe them before we even know they are present. Our determinations about the most fundamental things, a sense of who we are. Great doubt brings all of this into question. Do we really know who we are? Do we really know the nature of reality? The discursive mind wants to jump in and say, well, of course there's, you know, protons and neutrons. A wonderful opportunity to bring in great doubt. Do I really know? Look and see. What are we? For me, great doubt is often expressed as a question. Great curiosity. And when I'm honest, it becomes clear to me that I do not really know in any kind of conventional way who or what I am. That is Zen. If we think we got this practice, oh, I got this practice. I got it figured out. I know how to do this. We're full of crap. That is just a bunch of ego nonsense talking. None of us know what the hell we're doing in here. That's the good news. The discriminating mind wants to know. The discriminating mind wants to prove itself. Wants to prove ourselves as selves. So important to bring great determination into examining what we think we know, into being curious and looking again. Don't take our beliefs for granted. Again and again, examining them. Is it really so? Realizing that they are arising constantly. Delusions are endless. I vow to end them. Now, of course, thoughts keep rising, but we continue to look curious. This is our great effort, inspired by great doubt, taking the form of great doubt, great curiosity, deep looking. Never stop looking. Akiu was asked, what is the deepest, most fundamental, important teaching of Zen? Pay attention. Attention, attention. When we sit here, sitting upright, paying attention not just with our thinking minds, paying attention with our whole bodies, fully present in our bodies, examining what we are. And great faith that whatever arises is precisely the truth that we seek.